This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. Everyone in Western Wisconsin knows that farming is hard work. We've heard it all of our lives. We know people who do this work. But how many know the emotional toll farmers struggle with as they try to make ends meet? Among farmers, depression rates are high. So are thoughts of suicide, alcohol abuse. Western Wisconsin author Michael Perry tells the story of one troubled farmer in his novella from 2023, 40 Acres Deep. Michael is in La Crosse this week for an event highlighting the need for mental health resources, and that is taking place at the Pump House, and that's this coming Saturday. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but first, let me welcome my guest to Morning Edition today, Michael Perry. Thanks for joining us.
Well, howdy. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to the talk.
You've written just dozens of books, and people know you from your performances, from your hosting, and all the other things that you've done. Fiction, nonfiction, music, humor, more. But when you write a story like this 40 Acres Deep, do you just have a really good story in your head that you're wanting to get out on paper, or are you thinking, okay, this is a really important issue that we need to shed light on?
You know, it was a little bit of an evolution with this one. They all happen differently. Sometimes I know going in exactly what I'm going to write about. Other times you just let it develop as you're working on it. And what happened here is several winters ago, we had one of those winters where the snow just kept coming. I don't farm myself, but I grew up on a farm and now I live on a farm. And we have two big old pole barns, and the snow was just stacking up day after day. And I started to worry about them collapsing. And finally, it got to the point where several buildings in the neighborhood had gone down. And all across the state, farmers not only lost buildings, but their cattle, and in some cases, their lives. And so I was out there trying to save my shed, and I was using torpedo heaters trying to melt the snow off. And they were too big to shovel clear. And it was 2 a.m, and I was dragging a torpedo heater from one shed to the other, and I was sweaty and cussing and mad and feeling sorry for myself and falling over in the drifts. And all of a sudden it just hit me, you know, I'm a writer with a couple of pole barns full of mostly junk, but if I was a farmer and my livelihood was in that pole barn, how would I feel? And that was the seed of it. And so I started to think about this farmer who was trying to save his sheds, and he knew if his sheds went down, he was in trouble. And that was the birth of the story. It's an unrelentingly dark little book.
When you have a character like this, this particular character is dealing with the loss of his wife, the loss of his child, how far down that dark path do you personally have to go? Are you writing from a somewhat objective point of view, or do you have to go all the way there with him?
It's a mix. And I did get, when this book came out, I got a lot of calls and texts and emails from friends saying, you know, how are you doing? And the truth is, it's a conglomeration of things. I do come from a long line of depressive Scandinavians. So I've dealt with depression and anxiety for a long time. I'm one of the fortunate ones. I can usually just see my way through it, and I'm not being stoic about it. That's just how I'm wired. But in my family, we have some serious depression and at times requiring intervention. And so that was part of it. His marriage, I am blessed to say that I just celebrated my 20th anniversary with a wife who's just a partner in every sense. And yet I know that I fail on a regular basis as a husband. I'm loyal, faithful, and true, but it turns out there's more to it than that. And there are things said and unsaid in every marriage. And so I was really hard on myself in looking at how I am in my marriage and then inserting that into the character. And his went to a much darker extreme than mine. And then finally, it's just where I live now, where I grew up. Farmers are struggling all around me, and I talk to them, and I shoot the breeze at the fire hall. And when I'm up north where I came from. And so ultimately, I also had a brother who lost a child on the farm. And so I just drew on all of those things and then wove them together. And it's one of those deals where it's fiction. I made it up. Mm-hmm. But there's reality threaded all through it.
Before too much time passes, I definitely want to talk about the event that's coming up this Saturday. You're participating in a really interesting event. It's reading, storytelling, you know, some of the things that people might be familiar with from you, but also way more than that. Talk about what's going on at the Pump House on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Amplify Health has sponsored this, and I'm grateful to them for that, because they were able to, that enables us to add an element that I don't usually have. So a lot of it's just going to be what I do. I grew up listening to farmers shoot the breeze at the implement store, tell goofy stories under the hay wagon while you're waiting for the empty wagon to show up. And so that's kind of how, you know, you hear an author reading, and maybe you think of a guy in a smoking jacket reading poetry. And I don't mind those events. I've been to some, they're great. But in my case, I just show up and stand there in my boots and tell stories. There's a lot of humor, even on this night when we're going to be talking about some heavy duty stuff. Lots of humor. I mean, after all, I'm a guy. My website is sneezingcow.com, which comes from a humor album I did called Never Stand Behind a Sneezing Cow. So there will be plenty of that. But the element that I'm really looking forward to is I will focus on 40 Acres Deep and that story and how I came to write it, do some excerpts from that. Believe it or not, there's some humor even in that very dark little book. I do a whole thing about torpedo heaters and how I love them. But then the part that I'm really looking forward to is Dr. Michael Smith is going to join me at the end. And we're going to have a little discussion on stage and just talk about what they're doing and the progress they're making in reaching out and helping folks who sometimes we're not wired to ask for that help. And then ultimately, and this is what I really like in talking to Dr. Smith in preparation for this, there's more than one way to deal with this. And that's probably going to be the biggest message, is what are your options and opportunities?
So the event at the Pump House on Saturday starts at 7 o'clock. But before that, there's an opportunity for people to gather starting at 6 o'clock and visit with one another and visit with a number of organizations that provide mental health resources here in the Cooley region and learn more about what's going on in our community with that. And then the event itself starts at 7 o'clock, and more information is available at thepumphouse.org and at your website. What's your website once more, Michael?
Sneezingcow.com.
Our guest has been author and artist Michael Perry. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us on Morning Edition.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing folks.
Remember, if you have an idea in southwestern Wisconsin that you think we should talk about here on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is southwest@wpr.org. Remember, you can always find more from WPR News online at WPR.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.